haste the day when my fate shall be sigh. The clouds be rolled back as a score. The trumpetary sound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my
soul. If you were thinking, take a little nap in church. We kind of good. Looking forward to Wednesday night. Looking forward to this afternoon. It's already about 20 to 12. I want to share with you for just a few minutes here. And first, I want to tell you, I do not understand emotion. I don't understand it. I feel it. I don't understand it.
Be careful there now. Be careful.
Before Janet even brought up about such a praise for having Tommy sing on Friday, I was so amazed about how so many people, and we get together on Wednesdays, we get together on Sunday mornings, we practice, we're trying all the things, we're trying to do the best we can, and Brother Tommy just comes up and sings one verse of a song, and those who are here, like me, just had tears in your eyes when you heard him sing. And I've known Brother Tommy for a long time, not as long as some of you had. Brother Gene was talking this morning about, what was it, driving a Model A or something up there or something. First time.
Hudson.
Oh, a Hudson, excuse me, over there. I know that's and, you know, he's been such a good friend for such a long period of time. And when you hear somebody and something is said or a song is sung, occasionally just something inside of you just wells up. And I don't understand that. I know that God in his wisdom, that he allows us to have emotions. So many times in our life, we try so hard to keep our emotions in check because we know that we can fall into that perilous time of being consumed and being driven by our emotions. And we know fully that God's word is unchangeable. This is the truth. This is the thing that guides us. This is the item that delivers us. This is a thing that no matter what you are going through, that you can depend upon. And it's hard, difficult sometimes to deal with folks that are, and I've been in that same boat where you're just up and down, your emotion, you don't quite understand. And I don't understand why sometimes during a sermon I will, in the middle of a sermon, and I'll be in the middle of it, and I'll look out and I'll see people smiling and I'll see people just rolling in tears. And I don't understand that. But I do know that I believe the emotions that we feel are a gift from God. I believe that. I want to have something that I can feel. I want to read the truth. I want to take this truth that I read in God's word. I want to apply it to my life. But then I want to feel it. Sometimes I just want to feel it. Friday night when the group was up singing and Brother Ed O'Neill was over here and they were singing some of the songs which I feel are just classic songs. I did pretty good until they got to the point where they started to sing Hide Thou Me. And that tenor started to sing that Hide Thou Me, and He was going right on up the range there like that. And I could just, it was just something that touched my soul and touched my heart. People say, well, you know, that's just your emotions. That's not God. Well, I will challenge you on that. Because the faith that I have in God, I have to exhibit that in some way. It says in God's word that He will be praised. Even if you don't decide to do it yourself. Even if nobody here lifted up the name of Jesus today. The God said that even the trees, the rocks, the hills would sing out praises unto His name. And the more that I study, the more that I'm involved with God's people, the more that I serve in God's house, I realize that I just love to be in the midst of it. I just want to be there in it. I want to be a part of it. And I hope that you feel that when you come into God's house, that you are a part of our services and the things that we are doing. It's important to us. And that's how you grow, is by being a part of it. And by feeling inside the love that God has for you as you attempt to serve others. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's wonderful. And folks, when people walk in here, and on Friday night, we had a full house. So you know how many guests we had, people coming in. And the comments that I heard after the concert on Friday night about how people were simply blessed. They were simply blessed. They walked out with just smiles upon their face, burdens being lifted at Calvary. And I believe God gives us that opportunity to just kind of, just take a break. Because you don't find that a lot of times in the workplace. Sometimes you don't find much of it in the home place. But I feel that you at some times need somewhere that you can go and simply be a part of it and feel God's Spirit. And just let your emotions go. I was sitting on the front pew here with Bob, and they'd sing a song, and man, he'd start moving. I'd hit him in the shoulder like that. And boy, I knew it was his hip or something back hurting, so I didn't mind hitting him in the shoulder too much. And they'd sing another one, and I'd hit him again overhead. He just thought, oh, glory, you know? And we just had the time right here on the front pew enjoying those songs that we have heard so many times. When they sang, oh, what a Savior. Whew. My, my, my. How it just blessed our hearts and our soul to just be in it. And as he hobbled out that way and I hobbled out this way afterwards, you know, at least we had been in it and we had felt something from God that I don't understand. I'll tell you, I don't understand. If I could, I'd bottle it up. I'd just put a little recipe on it. I'd say, well, I'm a good cook. I tell you one thing, I make one of the best frozen chicken pot pies that you ever want to taste in your life. There's some lady named Banquet helps me out on it. I don't know what it like that, but and I put that thing in the oven, and when it comes out, and I just like them, you know, and get there, and I start opening up, and then the steam comes off there, and I can barely let it cool down enough that I just start munching. I just like chicken pot pies. I don't know about you. Something that I enjoy. And that's the kind of night it was for me. I was just simply enjoying. I was enjoying the fellas. I was enjoying the music. Most of all, I was enjoying knowing I was in God's house with brothers and sisters who were simply together in one mind, one spirit, one accord. And God allows my emotions. And I have so many times I've tried to make excuses for them, but I'm just learning, just let them go. Be who you are in Him. I've known you go to places where you really enjoy and you hoop up and down and yell. Well, you ought to be yourself in church also. And if you're sad and if you're struggling with something, you ought to let somebody know so that they can pray for you. And then they can have the responsibility to share in your burden. But if you're happy about something, you ought to let people know. If you've got a testimony, stand up and say, brothers and sisters, I know where I was a year ago, and I'm glad that I'm here today. I receive a blessing from hearing that as well as you do. We are not to be totally governed by our emotions, but I want to have life in what I feel. I want to have life. I want to feel when I open up God's Word and I start to read, I want to believe without a shadow of a doubt that this Word is living within me. Because that's what it says. This is powerful. This is not simply a set of rules. It's not just something to tell you what to do, what not to do. It is something that will change your life. It will change your view, your outlook. It will change everything that you've known if you simply open your heart, honestly, truly believing. You know, we scratch our heads sometimes because we can't figure it all out. I can't figure it all out. You're not going to hear anything this morning that's going to be earth-shattering. But I tell you one thing, I am glad that I've been here so far today. How many people are glad you've been here so far today? Amen? Because I simply want to be in it. I want to be a part of it. I want to be in God's house, around God's people, and I want to feel something from Him. That's not the sermon. Don't get all frowns out there. Don't get all looking mad. That's just the introduction. Put that on a rather long introduction, but that's the introduction about what I feel that God is impressing upon me. I just want to be in it. I don't want to be a part of it. Second chapter in the book of St. James. This is rather unique. I'm still stuck on this book of St. James because I like it. It's not a long book. It's rather short. Let me see. I heard one time that the shortest presidential inauguration speech was given by George Washington. It totaled about 135 words. Quickly, it was done. Said the longest, I believe, was from President Harrison, who his inaugural address took about 9,000 words on a rather nasty day. Next day, he came down with pneumonia. Within a month later, what happened, Greg? So I'm going to keep it short. Okay? I'm going to try to be to the point and keep it short. But in this book of St. James, the second chapter, my brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man with filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, or you say to the poor man, you stand there or sit here at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which He promised to those who love Him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well, but if you show partiality, you commit sin, and we are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, I want you to listen to this. Whosoever shall keep the whole law, but simply stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. Heavenly Father, add a blessing under the reading of your word today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It's difficult for me to read this. So many times I like, boy, we try to do this, I try to do that, I try to do. But then I read this word and it says, boy, if I am guilty of one part of the law, I am guilty of it all. Sure doesn't seem very fair, does it? When you think about it, just not right. I know that some of you have had things to do in your life. I know some of you sometime have had lists to do, that little honey-do list, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, like that. Well, I got this done, and I got this done, and this done. And you know, sometimes that other person will say, but you didn't do such and such. You go, you know, just doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem fair. But I am here to know that you can't follow Jesus by simply doing the rules, because nobody is ever going to keep all the rules all the time. I have to follow Jesus with my heart. It says here in our first little illustration about how a rich man should walk in versus the poor man. We have to make a decision on how we are going to love people. And I believe that the decision we make on how to love people is based on what they have inside, not what we see on the outside. I have been given something so precious within my heart. I've been allowed to know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. That, I hope, is what governs me. Sure, I struggle with the things in my mind, the decisions, each one of us. We are carnal still in nature. But we strive to have this Holy Spirit that works within us to overtake the things in our mind and lead us. I believe that. And I have to make a decision on how I am going to care for people, not a reaction. Okay? There's a difference between a decision you make and a reaction. Most of the time, we go by life on reaction. Oh, I get along with such and such. They're pretty nice to me. I look forward to seeing them because every time I see them, they all say something nice about me. They don't bring up about my hair color. They don't bring up things that I don't want to bring up like that. So I react to the situation that I am in. Instead of saying, you know what, God? I believe that in everyone that you allow me to meet, there is something within that individual. There is a potential that maybe you can't see. If I make that decision on how I am going to love people, and not a reaction, I think we move toward what God wants us to do. In this chapter, they actually draw about six different pictures. I've gotten to two of them. I'm not going to get into any more of them. First one talks about how we should look within, not on the surface. And the second one talks about that legalist who kind of thinks by doing all the right things that you can serve God, but you can't. You have to believe that Jesus lives within you. You have to believe that everything that has gone on in your life for good, that you can thank Him for. That is the work that we are about how I can better serve Him by first of all making a decision, and not a reaction. And that's a pretty good introduction. That's the whole introduction in one little 20-minute time. But so that I don't pass away in the next month, even if I don't make it to a knee orthopedic surgeon or whoever's been advised for me to attend, In the next couple of weeks, I'm going to talk about this. We're going to talk about individuals. We're going to talk about, hopefully, ourselves. As I look inside of my heart, as I look inside of myself and ask the question, why am I doing what I am doing? If I'm struggling with something, God, you just need to kind of step in and take over. I've tried it my way for so long, and it just doesn't work. I am going to look to you to give me strength that I can make the decisions that I need to make. Decisions for Him. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house today. We have sung praises unto your name. We have lifted up the name of Jesus Christ, personal Savior. And God, we are striving each day to make Him Lord of all. So Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. God, you've given us a good weekend. You've allowed us to be in your house. You've allowed us to be uplifted by your Spirit that we feel within our hearts. Now, Heavenly Father, challenge us. Challenge us during this wonderful summertime to be reflective, to consider our own hearts, our own motives. And Heavenly Father, let us be bold. Let us be bold in your word, sharing the good news to everyone we come in contact with. We thank you for allowing us to have this service today. Please give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building. And God, be your will. Bring us back together again to sing praises unto your name. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, Amen.